Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
Now, today's attack by the Taliban on a school in Peshawar in Pakistan is sadly reminiscent of the attack on schoolgirl Malawa Yousafzai 2 years ago. The Taliban, you'll recall, boarded her school bus and shot her in the head. Her crime, campaigning for the right to an education. Surviving the attack, she went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize and brought international attention to the plight of Pakistani children who attempt to access education, a battle clearly still raging in Pakistan. To discuss this, I'm joined in studio by David Dalton, who's Chief Executive of Plan Ireland, a child rights organisation. But David, I suppose the difference perhaps between the attack on Malawa Yousafzai and today's attack was it would appear from what we're hearing from Pakistan that they were targeting a school because of its military connections and because of the military battle being waged against the Taliban.
Yeah, first of all, Mary, I'd like to pass on my sympathies to the family of the children and teachers. But yes, it would seem to have been a very targeted attack. The government had been on the case of the Taliban for some time, targeting Taliban families. So in return, the Taliban went to a school in Peshawar where there were the children of the military. And so it was a very targeted attack, and they knew who they were getting at by killing the children and the teachers.
The information is still emerging in Pakistan this evening. The numbers, even during the time we've been on air, I think initially when we came on air, we were reporting 126. It's gone up now into the 140s. The vast majority of them, young children, from toddlers up to teens. There's a total disregard for humanity in this.
Yeah, I think it's like the case in Nigeria where 200 girls, Boko Haram, have kidnapped 200 girls. It's like here, it's a complete total regard. In fact, this case beggars belief, really, that somebody, whatever grounds they would have, that they would go and mow down close to 130 children. So really, they're not going to win any support for their campaign. And in fact, I hope that this is a chance really to ensure that children can be protected and be given an education, because this isn't an isolated attack. The Taliban have been making concerted attacks over a number of years on schools, and they've been particularly targeting girls and trying to prevent girls from accessing education.
What have they been doing?
There have been teachers have been shot, students have been shot in small numbers. The Malala case is probably the most obvious case, where Malala was shot in the head because she was a voice for children and children's education.
And for young girls' education.
Absolutely, particularly for young girls. And I think that case, raised it, the issue of girls' education, particularly when she won the Nobel Peace Prize, to the extent that the government in Pakistan said that they would double the budget for education and help to access girls to get an education. Of course, that hasn't happened. We haven't seen any sign of that. And yet, they're still spending over $7 billion a year on military.
You don't get involved in the political, but there is an enormous political failure here. In the wake, as you say, of Malawi Yousafzai, she focused attention on the need for young girls to be given an education, as did her father, who was a teacher. But instead of that, we seem to have an increased intensity by the Taliban against these young children and against education.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, they're a soft target. I mean, if you're targeting children, I mean, they're the most vulnerable people in our society. Today, as young as 6-7 years of age, right up to 15, but they're very, very young. They're very vulnerable. They're indefensible. It's very hard for them to defend themselves. And also, I suppose, it's going to create a fear around children going to school right across Pakistan. So the repercussions will be felt nationwide. But in terms of Plan Ireland, we have a global campaign called Because I Am a Girl. And we're trying to, I suppose, politicise that in a way to make sure that the message gets out there. It's not just Pakistan, but in many other countries, that children need to be able to access a safe education in a safe environment with good quality teachers, in a good infrastructure as well. And that's just not the case in Pakistan. There are many failings.
What is needed in Pakistan, David, so that children can get that education?
Well, I think, the government's priorities are wrong. And I also think there are some societal issues because girls simply aren't valued and education in general isn't valued. You have a society where half of all adults are illiterate. So that's boys and girls, men and women, and it's pervasive right across society. So I think there needs to be a prioritisation of education. There needs to be starting with teacher training, getting the children to school so they can access school, that they're not sent to work as child labourers, that they're not marrying at 12, 13, 14 years of age. So children need to be prioritised. Children need to be left as children to be able to access an education and to grow up to become, you know, healthy, successful adults.
Because it is Pakistan in the headlines today, but globally, girls are not getting the education they need to break this cycle of poverty that you're talking about. And people might be interested, they may not be aware, that those young girls kidnapped by Boko Haram, the vast majority of them, close to 200, are still missing.
They're still missing. Unfortunately, the story has gone off the radar. But in Nigeria, those 200 girls, again, secondary school girls aged between about 12 and 15 years of age, over 200 are still in captivity. Nobody seems to know where they are. And hopefully that this will draw attention to their plight as well.
But what happened that campaign led by? We had President Obama. We had his wife standing up and talking about these young girls in Nigeria. And yet, nothing.
Well, I suppose, you know, stories move on, unfortunately. I would say, you know, if something like that happened here, if even one child was kidnapped, I mean, the importance of that child here and to their family, if you multiply that by 200, I mean, that story deserves to be getting international attention, and the government of Nigeria need to put attention onto it again. And certainly in Plan Ireland, that's exactly what we're trying to do on the ground. Through our local partners, we're trying to actually make sure that these stories resurface.
And when you come back to Pakistan and today in Peshawar, these children were attending not a military school, but a school for children of the military. And yet it's surprising, given the increased tensions we've had about military operations against the Taliban, that there was little or no security, a correspondent told us earlier, around that school.
Yeah, it certainly is surprising because Peshawar is right on the border of Afghanistan. So it's kind of it's Wild West, it's frontier territory. So, again, you know, maybe the guard was let down a little bit. People need to be vigilant. And as I said, hopefully in the coming weeks and months that there will be security provided in schools. And some of that, as I said, that excessive military budget, hopefully some of that would be allocated to protecting the children.
All right. David Dalton, Chief Executive of Plan Ireland. Thank you very much for coming into us.